Bean is co-sponsoring a bill that would mandate elementary school kids get at least 20 minutes of recess a day. He says the policy is already in place in a handful of Florida school districts, and it's a common sense way to keep students healthy. He's also supporting a measure to move standardized testing to the very end of the school year. But one PTA member was concerned kids taking advanced placement tests would then be doubling up on exams at year's end. Bean's response?
We will work that out. What we can have is, and I've got kids in public schools, one right now in high school, but we can't have for the last 2 months of the year watching videos or busy work when we've already taken the test. We will work that out. We'll coordinate that.
Jacksonville teachers also want to push the test back further, but for different reasons. The state uses a student's score to calculate teacher effectiveness, and later tests mean more time for kids to progress. Perhaps the heaviest legislative lift, though, is a bill increasing the use of civil citations for students who run afoul of the law. Democrat Tracy Davis is sponsoring that legislation. She recalled her experience in public schools as a reason why she intends to lead on educational issues like these.
Glad to be in Tallahassee to have a voice for whatever you all need, the concerns that you all have as education.
The 2017 legislative session begins March 7th. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.